thing about this is that he said when the wicked, he talking about some bad folks. Now, when he gets to the word enemies and foes, he's talking about people who possibly have been in your circle. All right. The wicked are the folks that don't like nobody anyway. They have a wicked ambition. They are out to do whatever they want to do to get what they want. They don't care who they step on, who they hurt, and how they hurt them. Come on and say amen now. The wicked, right? They are wicked. There's wickedness all around. We know the world has a lot of wicked folks. But then there's the folks that we deal with on a daily basis that are friends that become frenemies. Somebody that was a friend that became foe. Y'all don't hear me now. And so he said, when the wicked, now he know I got to deal, David, I got to deal with the Philistines. I got to deal with the enemy. They're the wicked. They're the uncircumcised. That's Goliath. That's the giants. That's all of them, right? He said, but then I got enemies and my foes. In other words, I protected Saul, but Saul don't want to protect me. You know how it is. You didn't let them talk about them, but then they let them talk about you. Y'all don't hear me now. You stopped them in their tracks when they tried to say something about your friend, but your friend decided, I'll be a foe today and I want to hear what they got to say. Come on and say amen in this house. Okay, preaching to me. Amen, self. He said, the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my, look at this, my flesh. Now fear, we got to understand, we got fear, and fear is spiritual, but fear affects our flesh. They came to eat up my what? Flesh. And so they intended to do me harm. They intended to do me hurt. They intended to try to stop me. They intended for my flesh to suffer. Come on and say amen. They wanted my flesh to suffer, he said, but they stumbled. Okay. They came to eat up my flesh. They came to devour me. They came to make me weak. They came to hurt me. They came to bring me down. They came to destroy me. You know, there are people that do that. There are people, and regardless of what we think, what we say, you know, I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how high you think you get. There are always somebody, some people that want to bring you down. I believe it was T.D. Jake said that most of my haters don't even know me. And you know what? That's the truth. The most of them don't even know. They don't even have a clue who you are, what you do. They don't know your struggles day to day. They don't know your ups and your downs. They don't know anything about you. But they hate you just because of the glory. They hate you just because the Lord is your light. Just because he's your salvation. Come on and say amen. They hate you just because you walk in a confidence that they don't have. They hate you because of your swagger. I'm going to get to that in a minute. He said they stumble and they fail. Now, the word fail right there is the word kashal in the Hebrew. And what it means to make them bereaved. He makes them sad because they can't get to you. He makes them sad. They cry because they can't hurt you. They get sad. They cry. And they go into mourning and depression because they can't bring you down like they thought they could. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The word is a primitive root. It means to totter, or it means to have to waver, or it means to have weakness in the legs or ankles. Oh, I wish I had somebody. So what he's telling us is that my enemy can't stand before me.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Al Toria Holding Sr. Our church is located 1401 Wells Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Of love for me, my love. and so weary, but I must travel on. And I know the Lord may call me away. But I'll keep my mind stayed on Him, and my heart fixed on God, and my time will not be counted someday. And you know what? Sing with me. For me. And you know the good thing about it, friend, there'll be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness. Will there be? There will be peace in the valley. For somebody says that the lamb will lay down with the lion, and the day will be as calm as the dawn, and that the clouds will just be beautiful and milky and clear all day. Lord have mercy. Somebody said that meet my mother who's gone on home, my father who left my mother all alone, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. And you know what makes me happy? Oh, there will be peace. Would you sing it with me? There shall be peace in the valley for me. Come on, children. And the good thing is, no more sorrow, no more burdens, no more pressures and problems. Will there be? There will be peace. Will stand there in angels' wings and sing the Bible story. And the lambs will walk the streets of gold. And the story of life for every man, woman, boy, and girl will be told in the clouds. And the rainbow will be the light of the new world. And God will sit there upon the throne with Jesus on his right hand side. Will be called in that day. And you know what? There'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, no more sorrow,
We shall be.
Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
What can one